The 11th verse. Allah is the guardian of those who believe. He brings them out of the darkness into the light, and as to those who disbelieve, their guardians are Satans who take them out of the light into the darkness, they are the inmates of the fire, in it they shall abide. The Holy Quran 2:257. Meaning, Allah is the guardian, Vali, or the master of the affair, Vali al-Amru, of those who have believed. He brings them out of the darkness of disbelief, misguidance, and ignorance, and brings them in the light of faith, guidance, and knowledge. And those who have become deniers, their friend and helper is the false deity, Taghut, that is, the devil Satan, who is the leader of the deniers and deviators, and the leaders of infidelity, and misguidance drives them out of their light of faith, knowledge, and guidance, or their ability in these things, and take them into the darkness of committing disbelief and transgression, or takes them out of the light of reasons and proofs, and drowns them in the darkness of doubts and uncertainties. Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, is quoted in the tafsir of Ayashi that, in this verse light or nur means Ali Muhammad, and darkness means their enemies. Then, it is narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, what it means is that, the one who puts faith in those imams who have been appointed by Allah, even if the deeds of that person are bad, Allah takes him out of the darkness of the day of Qiyamah, and leads him towards the light of forgiveness and pardon, and admits him to paradise, and those who have denied the true imams, and who believe in those leaders who have not been appointed by Allah, will remain in the hell forever, even if they were righteous and steadfast in their deeds, and good in character. The Blessed Kholaini has narrated with reliable chains of narrators from Ya'far that, I said to Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, I find it very strange that some people who have no connection or relation with your vilaya, and have the vilaya of hypocrites, and yet they are honest and faithful, and also wonder about some who are your friends, and believe in your vilaya, but are neither honest, faithful, nor true. Hearing this, the Imam sat up straight, and said in fiery tone, he has no religion who worships Allah with a love for an oppressor imam or leader, who has not been appointed by Allah. But there is no chastisement for the one who does not worship or does not pray, but believes in the imama of the just imams, who has been appointed by Allah. I asked rather astonishingly, no religion for them and no punishment? The imams said, yes, perhaps you have not heard this word of Allah. Allah is the guardian of those who believe. He brings them out of the darkness into the light, it means, takes him out of the darkness of sins, and brings him towards repentance and pardon, because such people were believing in every just imam's imama who has been appointed by Allah. And it is said, and as to those who disbelieve, their guardians are Satans who take them out of the light into the darkness. The narrator said that I asked, does it not mean the denier disbelievers? The Imam replied, do the deniers ever possess any nur or light from which they might be brought into darkness? Rather, what is meant in this verse, are those who do have the light of Islam. Yet, since they accepted the love and vilaya of every oppressor Imam, who is not appointed by Allah, they left the light of Islam, and entered the darkness of deviation. Therefore, Allah made hellfire their punishment. So, they are the people of hell. They will live in it forever. Sheikh Tusi has, in Majalis, quoted Amir al-Mu'mineen that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recited this till, in it they shall abide. People asked, who are the people of hell? The Prophet replied, those who will, after my passing away, fight against Ali, and only they will dwell in hell, along with the disbelievers, because they rejected the truth, after the proof was complete for them.
The 12th verse. O people! Surely there has come to you manifest proof from your Lord, and we have sent to you clear light. Then, as for those who believe in Allah, and hold fast by Him, He will cause them to enter into His mercy and grace and guide them to Himself on a right path. The Holy Quran 4:174-175. Meaning, O people! The proof of truth has come for you from your Lord, and we have sent down to you the Nur or light which shows the truth. So, now those who believed in Allah, and joined with that light, Allah will soon admit them to His mercy, which has been promised to them, and will also shower additional bounties on them, and guide them towards that straight path, which has been promised to them, that is the right path which, in the world, is submission, faith, and obedience, and, in the hereafter, it leads to paradise. Some commentators have said that proof or burhan means miracles. Some have said, it means the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and according to yet some others, light or nur is the Holy Quran. In the book Tawilal Ayat, Dale Amy has narrated that, the Hazrat said, Burhan means the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and the manifest light, Nuran Mubin, means Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam. And Ali ibn Ibrahim has said that, it means the light of the Imamah of Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam. Then, as for those who believe in Allah, and hold fast by Him, it means those people who accepted the Vilaya of Amirul Mu'minin and of the infallible Imams. The Blessed Ayashi, Ramatullah Alay, has quoted Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, in the explanation of the divine words, proof, burhan, means Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and light or nur, as well as the straight path, Sirati Mustaqim, means Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. The 13th verse. Is he who was dead, then we raised him to life, and made for him a light by which he walks among the people, like him whose likeness is that of one in utter darkness whence he cannot come forth? Thus, what they did was made fair seeming to the unbelievers. The Holy Quran 6:122. Meaning, the man who was dead, Danir, him we made alive, so to lead him towards faith, and we appointed or provided a light or nur for him, by which he walks among people. Some have said that, light means wisdom and intelligence, some have opined that, it means the Holy Quran, and yet some others have said it means faith. Can he be like the one who is lying in the darkness of disbelief, misguidance, and ignorance, and is totally unable to come out of it? In this way, their deeds have been made beautiful for the deniers. The Blessed Kolani, Ramatullah Alay, has, with reliable chains of narrators, quoted Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, it means the light of Imamah whom the Imam leads, and, like him whose likeness is that of one in utter darkness whence he cannot come forth. Means the one who does not know the Imam. The Blessed Kolani, Ramatullah Alay, has narrated through another reliable chain that, when Allah decided to create Adam, on a Friday in the first hour, He sent Jibreel, alayhi salam, who took some earth from the seventh sky up to the first sky, in his right hand fist, and likewise took the earth of the earths, from first to the seventh earth in his left hand fist. At that time, Allah addressed to what was in the right hand of Jibreel, I will create out of you the messengers, their legatees, the truthfuls, the believers, and the fortunate ones. Then he told to what was in Jibreel's left hand, I will create the oppressors, the polytheists, the disbelievers, and the stone-hearted people out of you. Then he mixed the two dispositions, tinats, and with regard to the guardianship, vilaya, they became different from each other. As he says, he takes out the living from the dead and the dead from the living. The Hazrat said, the living who is being created from the dead, is a believer who is being brought out from the nature, tinat, of the disbeliever, and the dead which he brings out from the living, is the disbeliever who comes out of a believer's essence, tinat. Therefore, the living is the believer, and the dead is the disbeliever. This is the meaning of the divine words, is he who was dead, then we raised him to life. Therefore, the basic material, tinat, of the believer, is mixed up with the basic material, tinat, of the disbeliever, and he gets life when Allah, by his power separates his material from that of the disbeliever. Likewise, the Almighty Lord, at the time of birth, brings the believer out from the dark material of the disbeliever towards light or nur. Therefore, when it has entered in, it brings the disbeliever from light, which is the basic material of the believer towards the darkness of denial. As he has said, he sent the messenger, so that he may warn or frighten, who is alive, that is, the believer, and so that the warning of chastisement may come true for the deniers, or may complete arguments, hoja, to them. Ayashi, Rahmatullah Alayh, has, in the explanation of this verse quoted Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, here mayyit or dead, means he who does not know our affair of imama, and meaning of life or hayat, is that he came to know the truth about imama, and light or nur means malana amirul mu'minin al-imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, and darkness, zulumat, is like that of those in the creation who know nothing, and do not recognize their imam, and he pointed towards them by his hand. Ibn Shara Ashab has narrated almost like this, and Ali ibn Ibrahim has said that, is he who was dead, means he is ignorant of the truth. Then, we raised him to life, means we guide him towards truth, and made for him a light by which he walks among the people. Here light or nur, means vilaya, and, like him whose likeness is that of one in utter darkness whence he cannot come forth, means they are devoid of truth in the matter of the vilaya of the imams. The 14th verse. My Lord, forgive me and my parents and him who enters my house believing, and the believing men and the believing women, and do not increase the unjust in aught but destruction. The Holy Quran 71:28. Meaning, O my Lord, forgive me and my parents and also the one who may enter my house with faith, and the believer men, and the believer women, and do not increase for the oppressors anything, but destruction. Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that here house means guardianship, vilaya, that is, whoever accepts vilaya is like the one who enters the house of the prophets. Bait, or house, means house in the spiritual sense as mentioned earlier, which is the family having honor, respect, Islam, and faith. So one who accepts their vilaya entered that family and joined them. Therefore, the Shias of Ali, alayhi salam, who believe in his vilaya, have entered this house and are included in the prayer of Nuh. Sheikh Tabarsi, Rahmatullah Alayh, has said that, house means either the house of the Prophet, or the ship or ark, and some have said that, it is the house of Muhammad, and the believers means either all the faithful or the Ummah of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The 15th verse. The Blessed Kolaini and Ibn Mahiyar, Rahmatullah alayhima, have narrated from Imam Kazim, alayhi salam, in the explanation of the verse. And that the mosques are Allah's, therefore call not upon anyone with Allah, the Holy Quran 72:18. That mosques means the legatees of Allah. Ali ibn Ibrahim has quoted Imam Rizat, alayhi salam, that mosques means the imams. Likewise, Ibn Mahiyar, Rahmatullah alayh, has quoted Imam Kazim, alayhi salam, that, I have heard from my honorable father that, mosque means the legatees and the imams, one after one. So what is meant, is that you should call and invite people towards no one but them, otherwise you will be like the one who called or invoked, someone or something other than Allah. Commentators have differed in explaining masajid or mosques, in this holy verse. Some say they are the places built for worship, and this is mentioned in some traditions also. In some traditions Malana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, Imam Sa'adik and Imam Taghi, alayhimas salam, have been quoted that, they said that, masjid means, the seven parts of the human body which must touch ground while prostrating before Allah, and they are the forehead, palms of both hands, both knees and both the toes of both the feet. But there are some aspects of the explanations made in these traditions. First, the holy houses of these impeccable imams are their life or hayat, and after their passing away, their holy graves may be meant. So a noun possessed should be fixed in these traditions. Because it is possible that, it may mean all the holy places, and that the specific mention of one person may be due to his being, the most gracious of them all. Second, the houses may be in the spiritual sense as has been mentioned earlier. Third, this addition may be destined, because only these gentlemen are the real people of mosques. Ayashi has, in the explanation of the verse, and set upright your faces at every masjid. The Holy Quran 7:29, given a narration the translation of which is, bow your heads or faces, in every mosque, meaning at every place of prayer, or at the time of prayer. The Imam said, here masjid means the Imams. It is possible that, it may mean that mosques are the houses of the Imams, so it is to turn towards their holy houses for gaining religious knowledge, and for obeying and following them, and after their passing away, you should go to their holy shrines. Or mosque may mean the people of mosque, as only these people are the ones who build and inhabit the mosques. It is also likely that, these noble souls have been metaphorically called mosques as Allah has commanded to become lowly and humble before them, and to give them respect. There are many traditions wherein, it is mentioned that, it means turning towards or facing the Qibla or Kaaba, at the time of prayer or absolutely and always. Ayashi, Rahmatullah Alayh, has quoted Imam Sa'adik, Alayhi Salam, in the explanation of the divine words. Attend to your embellishments at every masjid. The Holy Quran 8:31. That the Imam said, here masjid means the Imams. This tradition can be further explained in several ways. First, by mosque the houses of these holy personalities and graves, may be meant as is mentioned in some traditions. Second, in this verse, the addressees may be these holy dignitaries. It is mentioned in some traditions that, this verse is specifically for the prayers of Friday and Eids, and that when they are present, they must be given preference. Third, embellishments might mean guardianship or vilaya, as is mentioned in some traditions. But in the traditions what is mentioned is to wear good quality clothes at the time of offering the prayer. In some traditions, it is mentioned that, it means applying perfume and comb the hair at the time of every prayer. In our opinion, these traditions can be taken as correlated, if possibly, zinat, might mean both physical and spiritual adoration, and the vilaya of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, is the greatest and the noblest of all spiritual adorations. In every tradition, the narrator has mentioned accordingly to his knowledge and condition.